campaign that you make in Flanders. The leg of a great officer will be shattered by a great shot. You will be there, and with your cleaver, chop off the limb at a blow. In short, the operation will be performed with so much dexterity that with general applause, you will be made surgeon general of the whole army.
Now for the cutting off of a limb, I'll do it. I'll do it with any surgeon in Europe. But I've no thoughts of making a campaign.
What matter for your thoughts? The stars decree it, and you must go.
Whom, sir?
Only mind this. You will know more an hour and a half hence. That's all. Farewell.
Hold, Doctor. Surgeon General. What's that worth, pray?
£500 a year.
£500? An hour and a half hence, you say?
In short, you will be standing in your stall an hour and a half hence, and a gentleman will come by with a snuffbox in his hand and the tip of his handkerchief hanging out of his right pocket. He'll ask you the price of a loin of veal, and at the same time stroke your great dog upon the head and call him... Chopper!
Mercy upon us! Chopper is the dog's name!
Things that are to come must come to pass. Get you home, sell off your stock, and follow the gentleman. His name begins with a P. Mind that.
The tip of his handkerchief out of his left pocket.
No, his right pocket!
Oh, mind you.
The right pocket, you say, Kite?
The right.
Oh, I hear the rustling of silks.
Why, sir, it is Madame Melinda.
Take a chest for the ladies.
Don't trouble yourself, Doctor. We shan't stay.
Your ladyship is to stay much longer than you imagine.
For what?
For a husband.
Pray, Doctor, do you converse with the stars or with the devil?
With both. When I have the destinies of men in search, I consult the stars. When the affairs of women come under my hand, I advise with my other friend.
And have you raised the devil upon my account?
Yes, madam, and he's now in that cupboard there.
Heavens protect us! Dear madam, let us be gone!
If you be afraid of him, why do you come to consult him?
Don't fear, fool. Do you think, sir, that because I'm a woman, I'm to be fooled out of my reason or frighted out of my senses? Come, show me this devil.
He's a little busy at present, but when he has done, he shall wait on you.
What is he doing?
Writing your name in his pocketbook.
My name? And pray, what have you or he to do with my name?
Looky, fair lady, you come to me to have your fortune told. Do you think I can answer you off my own head? No, madam. The affairs of women are so irregular that nothing less than the devil can give any account of them.
Io cacademo del plumo. Exert your power.
Draw Mrs. Lady's name, the word Melinda, in the proper letters and character of her own handwriting. 1, 2, 3. That is done. Now, madam, will you please send your maid to fetch it?
I fetch it? The devil fetch me if I do.
Then I must.
My name in my own handwriting? That would be convincing indeed.
Seeing is believing. There's your name upon that square piece of paper. Behold.
Tis wonderful. My very letters to a tittle. Tis like your hand, madam. But not so like your hand, neither. Come, let's be certain. Write your name upon this paper, then we'll compare the two names.
Anything for your satisfaction, madam. Here's pen and ink.
Let me see it, madam. Tis the very same. But I'll secure one copy for my own affairs. Well, Doctor, I'm convinced. And now, pray, what account can you give me of my future fortune?
Before the sun has made one course around this earthly globe, your fortune will be fixed for happiness or misery.
What?
About the hour of 10 tomorrow morning, you will be saluted by a gentleman who will come to take his leave of you, being designed for travel. If the gentleman travels, he will die abroad. And if he does, you will die before he comes home.
Here, Doctor.
Thank you.
Lucy, have you any...